Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Hey, welcome to Investing Simplified. This is your opportunity to pick up the phone, give us a call. Ask that question, might be keeping you up at night. You can call 877-733-1011 or 503-417-9595. That toll-free number is for our podcast listeners who are listening on investingsimplifiedradio.com that can be heard worldwide. Hey, in studio with me is Kevin Stege with the Baker Colson CPA firm.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning.
And Carl Jepsen with the Carl Jepsen Attorney at Law Firm.
That's it. CarlJepsenLaw.com.
I like it. Yeah.
Shameless promotion.
Yeah. Well, it's shamelessly, yes.
Yeah, the shameless commerce division, yes.
Well, listen, this is the show where we, you know, it's an interactive show. And today, I just want to do an announcement. I've been talking about this last couple of weeks, but on mark your calendars, November 30th, 7 o'clock. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn. We're going to be doing a seminar on asset lock. Asset lock to me is to your investment portfolio, your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your TSP account if you're a government employee. That is your investment retirement plan. For the first time, we have the ability to do what we call asset lock on that portfolio and actually help you invest that portfolio and keep you up to date on that portfolio. And we're going to be doing a seminar on this on November 30th. It's free. Free's a good price. At 7 o'clock at 8439 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, 7 to 9, the future is now. And online with me is Jason Jenkins, the inventor, the founder, the guy behind the idea. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Hey, I got to give Jason kudos. I got a message from the other day, and it was a picture of him and his daughter going to a father-son dance. That was great. That was great to look at.
Thanks.
And
yeah, thank you. It goes too fast, they always say, right?
Well, yeah. It flashed back some thoughts to me, and I hate to say how old my daughter is, but wow, yeah. Yeah, time goes way too fast, particularly when you have children.
It does. Well, excited to be on the show here this morning and really excited about getting out there to your neck of the woods and helping a lot of people, Chuck, because that's what this is about.
Well, you know, I've been talking to a lot of our clients, and we've been talking to a lot of our prospects, too, who come in to see us about asset lock. And actually, this week, we put quite a few people on it. And also, with the other part of that, with asset lock, with the Solomon API program as well. And, you know, I got to tell you, everybody virtually that I've sat down and talked to about asset lock, do it. I mean, there's no reason to not do it.
You know, there really isn't. I mean, we, you know, since since creating this idea and having the amazing opportunity to travel this great country of ours, Chuck, and, you know, it really is about protecting people's futures. You know, last night was my father and daughter dance. And, you know, as I was looking around, it, obviously we're all kind of in the same age group of my daughter's 12 years old. And, you know, you look around and you see fathers embracing their daughters, and everybody has a story. You know, everybody in that room is working hard, and, you know, not to be too philosophical about it, but, you know, life's not always easy. But yet, you know, everyone wakes up every day to do the best that they can in whatever career path that they're in. And I just believe that every investor asks themselves a very simple question when it comes to investing, and that is, I just want to have a fair and honest opportunity at this. I know it's important. I know it's confusing and can be very terrifying, but I just want to be working with somebody that can help me just do that. And I just believe with every bit of my body and soul and spirit that Asset Law comes in and it helps an advisor like yourself, Chuck, do that, is to create that transparency and to provide a tool that helps those particular individuals achieve what they're looking to achieve. And it's super exciting because I get to hear all the fun and testimonials that come my way.
Well, you know, one of the advantages I see as a financial advisor using Asset Lock is for the first time I have a communication link to all my clients to notify them, to give them alerts, to give them the opportunity to do better with their investments that I can't help them manage.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exciting part now is that for the very first time, you know, clients, you know, like you mentioned, have 403Bs, 401Ks, that maybe ranked as second they can't, you know, have under the umbrella of, you know, financial or professional financial advice. We've got this tool that's free that allows to have this beautiful communication that can alert them, but then also can be a part of the holistic plan that you're putting together for them, Chuck. And that's what it's about. I mean, it is all about that, and that's what our tool helps do.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I talked to a couple of people this week, and one of the guys from a very large firm here in town, and he was absolutely amazed at what we could do. And when I explained to him how this worked, and we could put this on his current Fidelity account and his current Vanguard account, he was ecstatic. I mean, this guy is a highly technical person. I'm not going to say anything more about that because then people would know exactly what company I'm talking about. But he's a highly technical guy, and he was absolutely amazed because he said, you know, this is what I've been trying to find. He said, I only have so many hours in the day, and I got my job to do, and I got my family, and then I don't have time to really look at my portfolio. I got to have somebody I can trust to help me navigate through the markets. And this tool is the greatest tool I've seen in my 45 years in the industry that I've seen to be available to my clients. And you know what? The price is right. It's free.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, Chuck, I mean, first of all, thank you for those kind words. That is one of the reasons why I believe the response to Asilock over the years has been so strong because – and this is a really key thing. It's all about meaningful communication. Chuck, I'm sure you and all your listeners would agree that we all get too many emails, text messages, and we all live busy lives, it seems like. But when it comes to our hard-earned money, when it comes to the money that is in that account and the sacrifices, and I feel like that's a key word, the sacrifices that are made along the way, you know, what individuals need and they deserve. I mean, that is the key word, that they deserve to have a tool that says, we're going to monitor this every day. And based upon the parameters that you decide to set, we're going to make sure that that takes place. And it's done in a meaningful way so that you can kind of rest and kind of have the peace of mind knowing that a system is in place like that. And, you know, Chuck, it's just terribly exciting because I've seen too many times now where I'm the benefactor of these great testimonials like, hey, Jason, you know, I've been sitting in CDs for 5 years. I came across AssetLock. You know, I sat down with my advisor. I'm so excited to tell you my AssetLock number is 10% or 15. And they say, I can do this. I can do this. And that's what this is about. That's what changes people's lives. It's kind of like going on a diet. You know, you don't lose, you know, 20 pounds in 2 days. You know, you lose 20 pounds over 2 months or 3 months. It's day by day, pound by pound. And that is how wealth is created. But the key to it is, like, just like you got to eat right and be in the gym. Well, in order to be an investor, you got to be in the market. And that is what AssetLock helps do. It helps that person be committed to something that they know they need to do, but it's scary. But we come in and say, you know what, let us help you, let us remove that, and let's go do something special together.
Well, you know, Jason, I've been saying for years, and Carl's probably heard this way too many times, I've been saying this for years, that the stock market is 85% emotional, 15% logical. What AssetLock does for me, for my clients, it gets me to talk to my clients on the logical basis, not the emotional basis. Yep. And the AssetLock alert tells them, hey, we need to make a change here. Now, the client can make the change or they can not make the change. It's totally up to them. But we can totally pull their emotion right out of it and get them into a logic mode in looking at what's going on. And that is, to me, the big, big asset of AssetLock.
You're exactly right. Again, it's been proven. Again, I think I may have mentioned this when we were on the radio last time. I mean, literally just this month, they awarded Richard Thaler the Nobel Prize, you know, for behavioral economics. And he explains, like, literally is titled, How Behavioral Economics Explains Money Blunders. And what he was talking about is, he says, I'm studying individuals, you know, across all spectrums, age groups, ethnicities, doesn't matter. And they all have the same blunders. And he's quoted on USA Today Money newspaper. I think it was titled October 10th. He says, the people I study are human beings that are closer to Homer Simpson. And what he was referring to is, he goes, it just doesn't matter. He says, you know, there are blunders across the board. And I'm like, this is why I've been, you know, shouting this and so excited. I'm like, well, we understand the problem, but let's talk about the solution. Let's talk about helping people. And that's what AssetLock does, is it helps people and it helps investors and it helps remove that. Because I don't know about you, but anytime I've made a decision in life that's, you know, let's say too emotional, you know, sometimes that's not the best time to make those decisions. And money can be one of those.
Well, listen, Jason, I'm going to give you one shot here to say, why should people attend our event on November 30th to hear you talk about AssetLock?
I would say that they owe it to themselves. They deserve to know that there is a tool out there that can help stand next to them and help them achieve whatever financial dreams and goals that they have, and that they deserve to at least know about it and have this information, because I have seen now too many times of the thousands and thousands of individuals across the country that are using this tool and how it's impacted their financial life. And that's what I believe. I believe they at least deserve to know about this. And I believe we're going to have great cookies and coffee. So there's the second reason.
Well, listen, I appreciate your time this morning. We've got a break for our ad, and then we're going to have Carl's comments. So, Jason, I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you again next week. We're going to be talking each week up until November 30th. You don't want to miss that presentation on November 30th. It's free. Free's a great price, and you don't want to miss it. Jason, you have a great week, and I will talk to you next Saturday. We're going to take a quick break now, and Carl Jepson is going to talk about Carl's comments. And a little later in the show, I'm going to talk to you about blowing the paradigm of investing all to heck. And we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Carl Jepson, estate planning attorney and co-host of the radio program Investing Simplified. I recently left the Warren Allen Law Firm to open my own office. Professional and personable service have always been the hallmarks of my practice. I believe that this move will allow me to spend more time with my clients. For more than 37 years, it has been my privilege to assist clients with practical estate planning with wills, trusts, powers of attorney, advance directives, and other documents so that they may have peace of mind knowing that their affairs are in order. When probate becomes necessary, emotions of family members may become fragile. Having an experienced attorney that can empathize with what the client is going through makes the process much easier. My new office is conveniently located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, just across from Mall 205, and my phone number is 971-229-0585. That's 971-229-0585.
Got a legal question? Coming up is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney, with Carl's Comments. You can call Carl now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Carl Jepsen.
All right, send lawyers, guns, and money.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. And today is the time for me to talk about something that's happened in my practice or that's come to my attention. And for those of you who have seen my letterhead, one of our little sayings is that it's practical estate planning for peace of mind. And so I'd like to focus on practical things. And one of the practical things that is becoming more and more a concern, I think, as people age and as techies become old techies, is the use of electronic assets and or electronic techniques to manage their assets. And so there are things like logins and passwords and PIN numbers and, you know, contact information for accounts and things like that. And those things are very important. Unfortunately, we don't always take care of those quite as well as we ought to. And I understand that. I'm not too far off the techie dinosaur. So one of the things I want to suggest for those kinds of things, logins, passwords, PIN numbers, and contact information for the accounts themselves. You know, if you really have to mail a letter to one of these people, how do you do it? You got to have somebody you want to write to. And most of us have some kind of contact with the financial institution. You know, hopefully you have somebody there that you know. But even if you don't, at least you have the address somewhere. So I'm going to suggest a really high-tech method for managing your PINs and passwords and stuff, and that's a notebook. And I'm not talking about the technical notebook, the electronic notebook. I'm talking about the good old-fashioned three-ring binder or, you know, little chart notebook or whatever you want to have. And here's why. Well, first of all, you need to make sure, besides having one, you first of all need to make sure that your heirs and your trustees and your fiduciaries, your personal representatives, executors and such, know where the notebook is. And you need to put that in a safe place. I recommend a 800-pound safe in the basement. But if that doesn't work, you know, you can put it somewhere else. But I think it's a good idea to have it somewhere where you can go find it just in case you forgot a password, like I never do that. But anyway, you should have that down there somewhere. And one of the reasons I like a notebook is it's easier to hide a notebook from thieves than it is to hide your electronic numbers and stuff from hackers. I mean, and I think you're more likely to be hacked than you are to be burgled. I've been burgled once in our whole lifetime. And unfortunately, we just missed him because the dog was really getting hungry. But after that, it just doesn't happen that often. So the other thing I think is important is to make sure you change those PIN numbers and passwords and things like that. For example, if you're still using password as your password, you probably ought to stop that. Or if it's 12345, that's probably not so good. And you should change them periodically because, you know, sometimes they get leaked out. So it's a good idea to do that. I know that seems like a big pain in the neck, and then you got to go in, you got to type them in there. And when you type in the new number or the new password and you try to type it over, you can't remember what it says and you don't remember whether you typed it right the first time. Be patient, you know, get in there. And if worse comes to worse, have your teenagers or your grandchildren or something do that for you because it's important. And you make sure they write it out for you, which is what I do. And then, as far as protecting your
your notebook if you don't have the safe, you know, the big dog is good. And I think that's probably about as safe as anything. So that's one practical tip, electronically held assets and managing what you do with them.
You're not so far behind the tech curve as you think. I don't think that tech dinosaur has eaten as much of you as you think.
No. I try to hang in there a little bit. So now
I'm impressed.
And then, yeah. So the other thing, a practical thing is, and this is going to shock you all. This is a shocking statement. I want to say something nice about banks. How about that?
Wow.
Can you believe that? Well, actually, it's about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, but that is bank to me. So why what's good about it? Well, y'all know I was in Alabama too long.
you all
know that you have a $250,000 account limit on insurance, federally insured insurances for bank deposits and things like that. What people might not know is that you can multiply that effect on different kinds of accounts, depending on what they are. So, for example, a husband and wife get $500,000. That sounds on a joint account. That's fairly obvious. And how about this one, though? If you have a POD account, say, for example, you have a husband and a wife's joint account, and then you have a POD to one child and a POD to another child, all on the same account, POD being pay on death, so they're a beneficiary of your account, all of them get $250,000. So you got a bunch of money there. And
really? So if it's your husband and wife and
two kids.
Two POD kids. So,
yeah, that's $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. So now if you get more than, and then you can also do it with living trust accounts. And so if you have a living trust and you have three kids, okay, and the joint trust, then you've got two trustors, and then you also have three beneficiaries, your three children, but, you know, all of those get $250,000, even though they're not really technically owners of the money yet. So that's not too bad either. Now, if you get over six, there's some different calculations that come into play here, so I'm not going to go to that, but most people don't go over six, you know, beneficiaries or whatever. But these beneficiaries have to be they have to have certain qualities. Number one, they either have to be a person. That one's pretty easy to figure out usually. Mm-hmm. Or a charity or nonprofit. That means one that's qualified under federal income tax law to be a charity or a nonprofit. Then those beneficiaries can count as a unique person. And the name of the beneficiaries, the name that it's a trust account, must be in the bank records or in the trust documents. Better to have both. Usually the bank does. They call it a trust account. And then the trust account must also be in the title of the trust account. So, and usually it is. So those are the three requirements, though. In the account, person or charity or nonprofit, and the beneficiary must be a living person. And so all of those things are a nice use of time, and that's a good thing to have. So good things I said for banks today.
Absolutely.
And,
yep. Hey, Carl, there's a gentleman on the line. Jack's got a question for you about estate planning.
Ooh, I can do that.
Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
Morning, Jack. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm trying to figure this out, and this is Washington now.
Okay.
This is regarding what they call a short estate or a short probate.
Oh, okay.
Can you explain that a little bit to me, please?
Yeah, they might be referring to one of two things. There is a what they call a small estate, and in Washington, a small estate can be done if you have personal property that does not exceed $100,000. At least that's my recollection right now, $100,000. And if that's the case, then it's so simple, it's amazing. You prepare a little affidavit thing, a little piece of paper. You don't even put anything in court. You just have this thing, and that'll give you the right to transfer title to that asset or get that asset out of a bank or whatever it is just based on the affidavit itself. So that's the real short one. but it has to be a total assets under $100,000, and they have to be, you can't. It doesn't work for real estate. So it only works for personal property.
Well, this is a bank account, actually, and that where she died, and she left about $60,000. So that would be great.
Yeah, that would work. That would work.
That's our total assets. That's everything.
That would work perfectly. Then that's what that particular form of probate. It's not even a probate exactly, because it really never goes to court.
Would you need an attorney for that, Carl?
Not necessarily. You could probably. What I would do to start with would be to go on, if you have access to a computer, if not, go to the library, and online, Google or one of those other search engines, just search for small estate procedure, Washington State. And I bet you'll find some free forms and all sorts of stuff. If not, then, call me at the office and I'll give you some more direction.
Okay, that's very good. That answers it. That's great. Is there another type also?
Well, it's more complex than that, and Washington has a form of probate that allows the personal representative to have very broad powers that they don't have to ask the court for permission to use, and that's a relatively simple procedure, but it's a lot more complex, and it does involve filings in court than the small estate. But under that one, under most circumstances, you can do most estates using that sort of simplified procedure, and that's, you can do that. But with one account like that, I would try the go with the small estate affidavit route, because it's going to be a whole lot cheaper and a lot easier, because you're pretty much going to have a lawyer to do the other one.
That sounds good.
So, you bet.
Thank you so much for the advice. I really appreciate it. I enjoy your program very much, Carl.
Thank you kindly. It's an excellent question. Okay, so I'm done.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with the tax investigator. And keep listening, because sometime in here I am going to talk to you about the paradigm of investing, in my opinion, has been totally misrepresented to 99% of the public. We'll be back.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Colson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. You can call Kevin 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and it always makes me nervous when Chuck doesn't turn my microphone on, and so it's on this time, so it makes me feel like that's pretty good. So that's a good start to the segment.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, today I thought, I'll borrow from Carl's segment. This is something that comes up in my practice. This is something that came up in my practice, and I thought you'd like to hear about it, so... Anyway, that's what this is today, Roth IRAs, and we'll talk about some other things too, but I thought I'd clarify. I thought I'd get some of the smoke cleared out on Roth IRAs. You've heard about the five-year rule, right? Five-year rule? Five-year holding period. Yes. Did you know there's 2 5-year holding periods for Roths? All right, if you didn't know there was two, you're certainly going to probably confuse the facts between each other and stuff. So let's get this squared away. To start with, Roth IRA contributions. You make your first Roth IRA contribution. Say you're a 25-year-old and you put $5,000 in. You've opened your first Roth account, feeling pretty good about things. You put it in on day one, $5,000. You're saving for the future. You know that $5,000 is going to be.
And it's tax-free.
That's
forever.
You know it's going to be $1 million by the time you retire, and you're pretty excited. Day two, you realize that you have an investment in Las Vegas to make, and you need that $5,000, and you want to pull it out.
Somebody better get some common sense in you first.
I'm just theorizing here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, so can you pull that $5,000 out without any tax penalties, without any problem? Just zip, out, back out it comes.
How old are you?
25. And the answer is yes. You can always take your original contributions back out. So what we're talking about here is about earnings. Say that $5,000 made a buck following day. Now we're talking only about the earnings and a penalty and taxability on that buck, so on and so forth. So many times we're not talking about a huge amount of money here, but it's sometimes a Roth can be fairly big. So basically, the first five-year rule is, if you have never had a Roth account, you can't take a withdrawal of earnings until after 5 years from your original contribution. You can make a contribution, you can take your $5,000 back out, 3 years later make another contribution. You only have 2 years to wait for the earnings on that second contribution. So once you make your very first Roth contribution, you've started that five-year clock forever. And once that five-year clock is up, now your earnings are looked at in a different light. And this is regarding whether when you pull those earnings out, is it going to be subject to income tax? And is it going to be subject to the 10% penalty? So that's the first five-year rule. It doesn't come into play very often. We always recommend, hey, get that first Roth five-year clock ticking. Make an early Roth contribution while you're young. Get that 5 years out of the way. Just so it doesn't bite you later down the road, even if it's a $20 contribution. I mean, get that Roth open. That's a good thing to do. But let's talk about the second Roth five-year holding period. What is that all about? Now, this one comes into play, and this one is for, I would say, for our more wealthy investors or sophisticated folks, because this only comes into play when you have done a regular to Roth conversion. So you have converted, and it's usually when you do a conversion, we're usually talking substantial amounts. You know, the first five-year periods, you know, you can only contribute $5,000, $5,500, maybe $6,500, depending on your age. But usually conversions are larger amounts, $15,000, $25,000. I mean, we've planned some big ones, Chuck. So yep. they go up from there. When you do a conversion, you're paying income tax on you're basically taking a distribution, and they're allowing you to put a bunch of money into your Roth. So it's taxable when it comes out of your regular. You've put it into your Roth. Now you have a five-year holding period that has started, and this is only regarding a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So if I'm going to give you an example. If you're 40 years old, you've just converted $50,000 from a regular to a Roth. You've paid the income taxes on that $50,000 conversion when you did it because you had sophisticated tax planning and financial advising, and it was the right time to do it, and you are sitting pretty. And now you want to take some of that $50,000 out of the Roth because we'll say you have a little more noble cause. Say you want to put $5,000 toward a charity to build a well in India, something along those lines. And so you take this $5,000 out of your Roth. You've already paid tax right, on that $5,000. So this is a contribution of, I'm sorry, a withdrawal of your original contribution. However, if you're under age 59 and a half, you're going to be subject to the 10% penalty. Now, I need to double check that, actually, because that's part of original you have to remember if it's part of your original contribution. So we're just talking earnings now. Actually, that would not be. So only on the earnings of the $50,000, you have a five-year period to wait before you can pull that out. And here's what I really want to get at is same scenario, but say you're age 60. You've done the conversion from regular to Roth, and you want to pull the 60 more than 60 out. Do you have to meet that five-year holding period? No, because you're over age 59 and a half. You can now pull your Roth earnings out anytime you want once you're over 59 and a half. So this is a narrow five-year window. It's for those under 59 and a half when you're withdrawing earnings on a regular.
Hopefully you've done your planning before and you're not going to need that money.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's...
What if you're over 60 or over 59 and a half when you convert the Roth?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same process?
This is only regarding a 10% penalty, and if you're over 59 and a half, 10% penalty never applies.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. So that's a hard and fast rule.
You know, and Kevin, right now, I'm talking to a lot of clients because, you know, we're going to talk about a new tax bill when we have a new tax bill, because I think any discussion really, and I get tons of emails, folks, so people who are sending me emails on the new tax bill, and, you know, it's kind of funny because I hear some people saying they're going to do away with the 401k, and then I hear the people who are writing the bill say, no, we're not going to do away with the 401k. We're actually going to enhance it. We're going to increase the numbers, which I hope they do, but the fact is, we don't know. Nobody knows. So we're going to wait to discuss the tax bill when we actually have a tax bill.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
That's exactly right.
You know, and I'm telling people right now, if the tax bill is as good as I am hearing it's going to be, this could be a great, particularly if they go retroactive back to January 1, this could be a year, Kevin, where a lot of people can take advantage, particularly if they've retired, they can take advantage of a Roth conversion.
Yeah.
Particularly just to give an example, let's say they double deduction from 12 to 24,000.
Right.
And instead of the tax rate starting out at 15%, it starts out at 10%,
mm-hmm.
and it goes up to 100. Listen, that'll be the biggest middle-class tax break in the history of America if that happens. And if that happens, I've got a ton of clients, and you probably do too, and Carl does too, that could do a Roth conversion and do it and save basically 50% of the tax they would have paid last year and not have to pay. That is a great opportunity for Americans.
Absolutely. And Chuck, generally what I am telling my clients when I'm working with them with tax planning right now is if you're anywhere in the middle class to low-income areas, hold off on any aggressive tax move, because most likely we're going to see some benefits for you. If you are in the upper income brackets, more than likely, you know, if we're talking about tax deferral planning, in other words, trying to get you into a lower rate down the road, you may not see that. And at that point, I let my upper income clients know that, to say, hey, you've got to make the decision here on what you think you're going to do. Here's what I see. Here's what would happen right now. Roll the dice, look at your crystal ball, see what you think. But most of my middle and lower income clients, I'm saying, hey, hold off on the big moves right now, or try to save, you can save some taxes now and maybe recognize income later. That is not a bad strategy. That's generally our feel. But like you say, until we can see something and until we know the start date, can't really.
Yeah, if they do get it done before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and it's retroactive. I think November and December are going to be two of the biggest tax planning months we've ever had.
Yeah. I would be personally really surprised if something gets done by the end of the year. I know they're pushing and I know they're talking.
Yeah.
It's just from what's happened in the past, it just seems like, and what they want to do, it seems like these are pretty big items, and you know how things are in Washington and all the political posture.
Well, I got to say, the good news is I think we hopefully are going to escape October, and October has always been a very witching month for the markets, because about 80 to 85% of all market corrections have happened in October. So I, for one, am going to be very thankful to get through the month of October, but I want to see something done on the income tax prior to December 31st.
So, that would be nice. And yeah. Retro would be great, although it could be effective like 1-1 of 18. So we'll see. The problem with, you know, depending on when they, if they were to do something before the end of the year, especially if they make it retroactive and this is effective for 2017, many things have to be done by December 31st.
Oh, there's going to be some massive refunds if that happens.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of IRA stuff has to be done in that calendar year. Hopefully they would give some provision, and they've done this in the past, where they say one-time extension into till, say, April 15th of next year.
Yeah, but you always have till you file your income tax for April 15th to make that IRA contribution. That Roth contribution. So. Yeah. That gives you a little leeway, and it could be an exciting 2 months.
Could
if
be.
It does.
Yeah.
If you're the guy that writes the regulations for the IRS, you're going to have a rough few months here.
Well, I think those guys ought to be shot anyway. I mean, that book is how big now, Kevin? I mean, it's gigantic. I think a simplified tax structure would be welcomed by 99.9%. Of the Americans. The only one that wouldn't be in favor is that guy you're talking about, Carl, that writes it, gets paid to write it. That guy, yeah. They need a trap door for him that goes somewhere, and it's not
I think
good.
They got a lot of those guys.
I know. That's the problem.
It just blows my mind how I hear the politicians, they're on both sides, they're saying how broken the tax law is, and I'm thinking, you put this in place just a short while ago, and you were excited about it, or at least one side of you was, and now you're saying it's all broken. Well, it's the same thing we've had for the last 8 years.
Hey, and those guys have been expanding it every year. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about the paradigm of investing. And if you haven't heard this, you're going to hear it first on our show, but I'm going to tell you some things that you're probably not hearing about financial advisors and rates of return and so forth and so on. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Every so often, a life-changing opportunity presents itself. That opportunity is right now. Chuck Price of Price Financial Group Wealth Management is hosting an event that will introduce you to a new, revolutionary concept that will change how we invest and how we look at our retirement plans in the future. It's called Asset Lock, and it is now. Imagine what it will be like to stop with the guessing and wondering about your financial future and actually see and learn about the key to unlock the newly discovered science that will change retirement plans forever. You deserve to take control of your retirement future. And now you can. If you have a minimum of $100,000 in your 401k, 403b, TSP, or 457 plan, you cannot afford to miss this event. November 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Portland Airport on Columbia Boulevard. Not only will you hear about Asset Lock, you will meet and hear from its inventor and founder, special guest, Jason Jenkins. Register now by calling to reserve your seats. 503-253-3000. Limited space is available. 503-253-3000. And witness the future. Today.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Hey, welcome back to Investing Simplified, and I want to talk about the paradigm of investing, because I hear a lot of guys on the radio talk about that, and I have clients come in all the time that they've talked to other advisors, and they say, you know, we really need to do our planning that we can only make, you know, 2% off our investments, you know, 2 to 3% off our investments. And that's really about the best we can hope for. And you know what I call that? I call that the annuity salesman's dream, because they want you to be scared. They want you to be worried about the market. They want you to be afraid because they want to guarantee you a 3.5% return, because 3.5 is better than 2. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. However, folks, there is a big difference between actively managed portfolios and passive managed portfolios. And if you don't know the difference, you need to come see me, because I got to tell you, I talk to people all the time about this, active and passive. Active money management is something that, this is where a program like Asset Lock that you can add to your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your TSP, you can add this and it can really help you manage that money, or have an advisor help you manage the money with you. You're not alone. You can get some help on that. The thing is, managed money has historically outperformed passive money. It's just a fact of life. And, you know, I keep seeing all these studies and all these long-term numbers where guys are saying, well, you can expect to get 2%. Look, what that really is they're trying to scare the heck out of you. So you're going to put the money into an indexed annuity. But let me tell you about the next indexed annuity. It has moving parts. So, yes, the principal is guaranteed. Yeah. But what isn't guaranteed is either your cap. It's not guaranteed. They can change that cap every single year. The spread. Some of them have spread, and we use ones that have spread. We don't use caps. But the spread can be changed. So if the markets start doing well, they move the spread up. You know why? Because that's how they get paid. I mean, look, when you sit down with an advisor, if he tells you, you know, there is no cost to this, tell you what, let me do a comparison. It's called annuity check. I'll run the annuity check for you, and I'll show you what your internal cost is. I had a client that we were talking to about an annuity and told me they had no fees, no charges. Well, it was about 2.5%. 2.5%, if you've told somebody that they can only make 2 to 3%, and you're charging them 2.5%, that means you're going to make zero. And that's not your hero if you're only making zero. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, it seems to me in layman's terms that annuities are basically, the companies wouldn't offer them if they were not making money on them. And the reason they're offering is because they're going to go out, make a higher return on the market, and give you less in exchange for, quote, security.
Yeah, and here's, we made a decision in our fee-based office that, particularly because of the DOL, the Department of Labor, and what's going on, we really feel that in order to be a fiduciary for our clients, we just decided we don't make any more, whether it's on an annuity or on a fee-based account, we make the same. So we don't have an incentive to sell you, and I guarantee you that most advisors that we compete with are making 6 to 7 times what we do off the annuity product, because they'll sell you a product that pays them a very high upfront commission. And so you need to be asking, is this my retirement plan or is it your retirement plan? I mean, that is a fair question to ask a financial advisor who's trying to get you to tie your money up for 10 years. And don't forget, when you tie your money up, it's tied up. Now, granted, it's not tied up if you die, but I got news for you. That's not the way I want to get my money out. You know, most people don't want to get their money out that way. So we use annuities in a strategic position to spread the risk out, and annuities are a good tool for doing that if you do the right kind of annuity that has very low costs, very low fees. In fact, zero fees if you can. And not pay 1 to 1.5% or 1 to 2% for an income rider that, in all honesty, if you compare the investment return of the annuity versus the income benefit of the income rider, most annuities outperform that income rider, and you're ending up paying 1% to 2% for nothing. Zero. Nada. Not good. So all I would say is it doesn't hurt to compare. And before you're going to tie your money up for 10 or 15 years, and I've seen some tied up as long as 20, before you do that, get a free analysis. We'll do a free analysis for you on your annuity. It's called an annuity check. And that's exactly what it is. We'll just plug the numbers in. We're gonna run the numbers, and we're going to show you the difference. And then you make the intelligent decision. Remember, it's your money. It's not the advisor's money. It's your money. So it pays for you to check the numbers. And remember, if you see it and you get it, ask for it in writing and get an illustration. It's amazing how many of those illustrations I look at and I sit down with somebody and I say, did you notice the guaranteed value goes to zero? You know what that means? That means if the market doesn't perform like they're saying, you don't have any money. So that is a difference. And so you got to look at the numbers. And, you know, that's my soapbox. But I got to say this, guys. Anybody listening to our show, if you've got November 30th and you can come here about Asset Lock, if you have $100,000 or more in a 401k, a 403b, a 457, or a TSP account for guys who have worked at the government and have left, or you're still working there and you still have it there, you cannot afford to not be at this meeting. But we're going to show you why when you get there. Incidentally, we're not selling anything because the product is free. This is informational. This is a purely educational class for you to come to learn about a strategy that you can use for yourself for free. Now, why are we doing it? Well, it's very simple. If we do it, we offer it to you. When you retire and you roll those assets over, where are you going to roll them over to? Probably to the people who helped you grow that wealth. So, yeah, we have an alternative motive, and that's it down the road. But right now, it's free. And if you don't like it, you can always fire us because we ain't getting paid for it. So that's a good deal, right? But I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that meeting. I think it's going to be revolutionary. And part of that product is they do have a product with that investment that you can do when you have an IRA and you roll that over. Because if you noticed, I didn't say we can put that on your IRA for free, because we can't. We can only do it if it's a qualified retirement plan. And the reason why is we use Morningstar, and it has to connect on a system, an electronic system. So we can't just put it on every single account. However, we do have it available on IRAs, on managed IRA portfolios, that actually gives a double protection, kind of like LifeLock. And we've talked about LifeLock on here, how it protects your credit and it protects your credit cards and your credit history. Well, Asset Lock, done properly, can protect all your retirement plans, at least give you a notification for the first time. And we can actually use it in connection with our managed portfolio to make that work. So don't miss November 30th. Kevin, how's somebody get a hold of you?
We are at baker-colson.com, 503-666-5569.
And Carl?
carljepsonlaw.com, 229-0585. I always forget that.
Well, I do want to mention one other quick thing about investing in your health and your wealth. Sherry and I, Sherry McCants, the nutritionist person that we're talking to, her and I are putting together a book, which we hope to have out here fairly soon, along with a couple of medical doctors. And we haven't came up with a name yet, but it's going to be something like investing in your health and wealth and happiness. So we haven't come up with a final name, but we will have it. We are working on it right now, and we'll have that available to people who want it. And I know that a lot of you have used Sherry's. We send out her fat-burning recipes on our newsletter every week. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter, you can go to pfgwm.com. Have a great week. We'll be back next weekend. Mark down November 30th, 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn at 8439 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. We'll talk to you next week.
Science Financial Brew, Wealth Management. We do investing simplified.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000, or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Hey, Gene, Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
Kilmeade, Dana, Hannity, Levin, Lars, Ingram. This is Portland's right place to talk. Freedom 970. KUFO AM, Portland.